This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the darkest moment in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the battle of Ahzab, the battle of confederates, the Muslims are given the greatest glad tidings. 11,000 of the enemy, is known as the battle of the confederates because all the enemies of the Muslims united. And they walked upon Medina, and Abu Sufyan, who was in charge of the enemy lines, was saying that this will be the final battle. After today, the Muslims will never stand again. And Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, he came to the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, O message of Allah, we the Persians, when we have an army that we can't deal with, what we do is that we dig a trench so they can't reach us. There's only two ways that you could reach Medina, was either from the front or from the back. The side is covered with the lavas. The back was covered by Bani Qurayza until then. So the Prophet ﷺ tells his army, which is only 3,000 strong, 1,000 out of those 3,000 are munafiqeen, so 2,000, and the enemy are 11,000 strong. It's midwinter. There's a famine going on. The Sahaba are hungry. They come to the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they may say, O message of Allah, we haven't eaten anything for days. And they remove their garment from their stomach, and they have a stone tied to their stomach. And the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam removes this garment, and he has two stones tied to his stomach. And then they come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say, O message of Allah, there's one big rock, one big boulder. We can't break the boulder. Come and help us. The message of Allah is over 50 years old at the time. 50 years old. There are many young Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes with two stones tied to his stomach. Midwinter, famine going on. And he strikes the boulder, and there's a huge spark. And he says, Allahu Akbar. And then he strikes again. There's a huge spark, and another third breaks. And he says, Allahu Akbar. And then he strikes it the third time, and there's another huge spark. And again he says, Allahu Akbar, and it breaks into small pieces. The Sahaba said, O Messenger of Allah, what was the Allahu Akbar about? What was that spark about? The Prophet ﷺ said, when I struck it the first time, Allah showed me that a day will come that we will take the palaces of Yemen, which was south. When I struck it the second time, Allah showed me through the spark that a day would come that we would take the palaces of the Byzantines, of the Eastern Romans. And when I struck it the third time, Allah showed me through the spark that a day would come that we would take the white palace of the superpower of the day, the Persians. The Munafiqeen began to say, look at this man. He's promising them that they will become a superpower. And one of us is scared to go and relieve himself in the darkest moment, which Allah defines that they're so dark and so difficult for the Muslims that their hearts reach their throats. The Messenger of Allah promised them, and the Munafiqeen began to laugh. They said, look, we're going to become a superpower, and there's an enemy of 11,000 within 10 years. The Muslims became that superpower. Within 10 years. And today I'm here to speak about another prophecy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was an amazing prophecy. You know why? Because it took place 800 years after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. 800 years. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as related by Imam Ahmad, لا تفتحن القسطنطينية فلنعم الأمير أميرها ونعم الجيش ذلك الجيش. The Messenger of Allah said, you will surely conquer Constantinople. Constantinople today is Istanbul. Its Amir will be the most wonderful and the best of Amirs. And his army will be the most wonderful and the best of armies. 800 years, subhanAllah. Dalil that the Messenger of Allah was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 800 years after he prophesied this, this was when Muhammad al-Fatih, rahimahullah, conquered Constantinople.